الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم علماء کرام most respected brothers our sisters listening at the madrasa and those listening over receivers. As you are aware that I had been away to make iyadat. Iyadat is visiting the sick. To make iyadat of my Shaykh and Murshid, Arif Billah, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Damat Barakatuh. Who in my opinion is the Jalaluddin Rumi of our time, the Ghazali of our time, the Razi of our time, who in my opinion, he is the Ghaus and Qutub of the time. And this is not my opinion, it is the opinion of large number of people of a very, very high spiritual caliber. We are nothing, we are just the dust on the shoes of these great awliya. So our opinion is based on their opinion. The large number of dreams that people have had, and people not of our kind, great ulama, great mashayikh, the number of dreams in which they saw Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving glad tidings, putting the crown on the head of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuh. How many dreams Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, my Akhtar, give salam to my Akhtar. There are so many dreams. So when the people believe in these spiritual stages or they don't believe, that is their business. But the person who benefits, he knows what his benefit has been. No matter how much of speeches we may give to him, but he will tell you that I have benefited. Whether you have benefited or not, that is your taqdeer. Now these are things I don't mention always in my different bayans, because people don't understand why we have so much of love for our Shaykh. Why do we have so much of love for our Murshid? Because people are getting caught in the hands of so many bogus peers and murshids that even if I have to put my head in sajda and keep making shukr till Qiyamah day, it will not be sufficient that Allah Ta'ala directed me and had my hands put into the hands of a waliya kamil arif billah, an alim that is recognized as a great alim by the ulama of the time. That is also a great ni'mat which we don't appreciate. Just look at the number of people who have been caught up in the webs and the shaitani jal, as we call it, or shaitani webs of these bogus peers. They have no knowledge, they have no ilm, they have no Quran and hadith. They only write one long list of wazifas. Read this wazifa, read that wazifa, read that wazifa. There is no tarbiyat of any kind. And here we have the mashayikh who 100% Quran and Sunnah. You don't find one move of theirs against the Quran and Sunnah. Little things which we just ignore. We ignore major things. But they don't even ignore what we consider as very, very insignificant things. Look at their lives and you will find the whole Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif. Amal on that you will find in their lives. Their humility, their sabr, their shukr, their contentment, their ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, their ma'rifat, their yaqeen, their zikr, their tilawat, their relationship with their wives, with their children, with the neighbors, with the strangers, with those known to them. Everything, you just have to watch them and you will see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings in their lives. In other words, they are in these times and in these days, those people whom we can look up to and say, if you want to understand the Quran and Hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then look at their lives. For our lifestyles are such, as I've mentioned many, many times, that we find it so difficult if we have to be told that, can you say that I am the role model? Can we say that to our children today? That my dear beloved son, my dear beloved daughter, I am a role model for you. And parents were expected to be role models. So do we have the himmat and the courage to tell our children that, oh my dear child, I am the role model? And I said that people, why is it called role model? Because these days people roll behind the models. All the different models that we, from the beauties, then they roll behind them. They forget their deen too, behind them. So they call them role models. Nevertheless, a role model to be followed. Can we have, say, follow me? Can the father say that today, follow me? I'm talking about the majority. Don't talk about exceptions to the rule. I'm talking about the majority, go throughout the world. So the son will say, all right, my dear father, since you are the role model, so therefore I will now follow you, step by step. So early morning, first thing, the father got up after the son had risen, because he's a role model. So the son next day did the same thing. Then he saw his father when he got up, he took this garden of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam out from his face, clean. The garden of sunnat, the garden on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put so much of emphasis. So he cut it off completely, shaved it off. So now the son is following the role model. So he did the same thing. If we go to the government gardens, municipality gardens, they say, don't pluck this flower, don't cut the grass here, don't trample that plant there. And they notices that. Now there we have no objection. There we don't say, why we mustn't trample this flower? Why mustn't we pluck this flower? Why mustn't we do this? We also pay taxes. And if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that, do not shave this garden off, then we ask questions. So role model is following. Then the father started off with his CNN, BBC and South African stations and so many other haram indulgences early morning. There was no tilawat of the Quran Sharif in most homes. There is no zikrullah. Sleep with sins and get up with sins. Now so he's following the role model. And then if that father takes some drugs, and then he's going to the cinema and theater, and he's going to the dancing club, and to the shows and the night clubs, then the son is following the father, because he's a role model. So that's where our children will end up, if we have to announce that, follow me, I'm a role model. So these mashayikh of ours, I'm talking about the true and genuine mashayikh, because there is a whole lot of people who have suddenly sprung up because they thought that this is the best way to make money. Catch a few murids, make them milking cows, and after that you've got no problem in life. And those murids too are most of the time jahils. They don't look at anything. They listen to some karamat of that, which that bogus peer himself manufactures. There are lots of magical tricks. There's mesmerism. There's hypnotism. If only we know what is happening. So we must make a lot of shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala if we can find somebody who is a role model in the true sense of the word. And these mashayikh of ours are the true models. You find them balanced in their lives. There's no extremism of any kind. It's all our misunderstanding because we stay far and we watch. We don't travel with them. We haven't visited them. We haven't sat with them. We haven't discussed with them. So we make our own opinions. But their lives are very, very balanced. They don't put us in the masjid and say 24 hours we must carry on making tasbih and zikr. They say we must fulfill the rights of everybody. If the mother is sick, then at that time, even if the sheikh requests and says that take me for a drive or let's go here or let's go there, but the mother is very sick, she requires the assistance of the son, there's nobody to care for her, or the wife is very ill, or she is expecting and it's just 2 or 3 days to go before she will go into labor, then at that time there's no running away with the sheikh and neglecting the right of the wife. Indeed, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajmain, that was jihad. If there was a call for jihad, then at that time nobody looks back. That time you forget everything and go into the jihad. If the Amirul Mu'mineen of the time, or within the Islamic parameters, if there is a call for jihad. But for dini khidmat and dini activities, whether the person is going to a sheikh, or he's going to khanqa, or he's going to madrasa, or he is going out in jamaat, or whatever dini activity may be, there must be a balance. And I've mentioned this incident, and it's an incident which is recorded in the authentic books of Hadith Sharif, and of the tafaseer of the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was very ill, very sick. At that time was Battle of Badr. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was going for the Battle of Badr. He was not going just to the Khanqa to go and sit by his sheikh. He was not going just to make some zikrullah. He was not going just to bring people for some talim of some kitab. It was an occasion of the Battle of Badr, the turning point in the history of Islam. The defeat of the kuffar in the Battle of Badr, there was a turning point. And there were only 313 people that were accompanying Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That side the kuffar came with 1,000 fully armed people. How much need there was at that time to say, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, please just catch the swiftest horse and make it to the Battle of Badr. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left him behind. Find out from any alim. He left him behind. For what reason? No other reason except that his wife was very sick. So who are we to say that we are giving da'wat, or I'm going to my sheikh's khanqa? At that time it was necessary to take care of that wife. So sometimes a person's wife is going to go into labor. And the person says, no, I'm going. Why? Because my sheikh is sick. So in the mashayikh who are haqq, there is no extremism. Everything is balanced. One person came there a few years ago. I was sitting there. And he came and he said, Hazrat, make dua. I said, dua for what? He said, my wife is expecting any time. So when is she expecting? He said, this week, any time. I said, then what made you come here then? He said, no, I was really missing you and I thought I'll come and spend some time here with you. He said, take the first flight back home. Which sheikh will send the murid back? He said, take the first flight back home. Can you imagine what that person must have felt? You want to stay here 2 weeks while your wife is going to go into labor any time? You take the first flight back home. Go and stay with her. After she has given birth, then to spend another week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, until you find everything is comfortable, because many a times the husband is required urgently. While she is living, he has to fulfill that right. We must not say if he had died, then what? If he died, then nothing. There's no right. Death has taken away those rights. So he said, you go back. He had to take the first flight the next day or the following day. He took a flight, came back home. They set an example. So this is why we have chosen him, because he is an arif billah, He has recognized Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is in a different spiritual world. Now, people sometimes don't understand this. What was the necessity to go all the way there? If a person goes to visit an ordinary Muslim, who is sick in the morning, then 70,000 angels make dua and maghfirat for him till the evening. And if a person goes to visit an ordinary Muslim sick person in the evening, then 70,000 duas, farishtas and angels make dua for him till the morning. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have to look at his ahadith. If a person goes to visit a sick person, and the sick person is also a mu'min, kamil mu'min, not that person who is sitting there watching the TV because he's got a lot of pain in his body, so he's passing time. That incident has made lots of people understand. Where I went to visit a sick person, the person was almost close to death, but he was in great pain. So how do you relieve his pain? So they had one TV on the right, one TV on the left, and one right in front of him. Believe me, I'm in the masjid. Do you think I come here, sit and tell fairy tales? So I asked those family members, I said, you are called me here to make some dua. Then what's this? This side, that side, that side. They say, no, he's in a lot of pain. So now this picture that he's watching, now he gets tired watching straight. So then we turn him to his right, so that he can continue watching. And then when he gets tired, we turn him left, so that he doesn't miss out. So we're talking about the mu'min. A person goes to visit him, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this person is like in garden of Jannat. When the person goes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said he must say good things, because whatever dua he makes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts that dua on behalf of the sick person. And then must request the sick person also to make dua, because his duas are accepted too. There are great virtues. Now if that is for an ordinary Muslim, then what would it be for a person of that caliber? Arif billah. If you have to go there at that time and say, make some dua for me, and we make dua for him. They are all the time generating some kind of nur. In this world, in this tech, there's so much of different technology. We understand how power is generated. So when there's so much of generation of power around us in different forms, the hearts of the Ahlullah, the hearts of the Allahwalas, the hearts of those who are connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's unlimited treasures, and connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's zaat, and filled with the muhabbat and the love and the marifat of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they are generating a kind of a nur all the time. And that is that nur which is filled in their hearts. So when they speak also, they are not empty words that come out from their mouths like our words. We have come down to nothing but words, words and words. Speeches, 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 unlimited. No effect on anybody's heart. And when they speak, it is simple speeches, simple nasihats. But because their hearts are reservoirs of ikhlas and reservoirs of nur, so when they speak, those words, they come out in the capsules of nur. And then they go through our ears. And that capsule of nur then goes into our heart. And that is what kickstarts our hearts. So where can we explain? If a person goes to China, Japan, Timbuktu and Honolulu for business reasons, then that we can understand. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give my hazrat and all those who are sick complete shifa from their illness, sicknesses and diseases. The heart surgeon there, or the person who, that surgeon who put the pacemaker for him, he says that it's something unbelievable. I haven't seen a thing like this in my life. I've done thousands. And he had no taluk with hazrat. It's the first time in the hospital that he put the pacemaker for him. And he says that normally it takes me about 35 to 40 minutes. But this time, for a person 85 years of age, and the calm that was over Hazrat, nothing, no excitement, no restlessness, he's smiling. And he says, within 10 minutes, it was as if somebody was moving my hand. Ask him. This is not a story I'm telling you of 50 years ago. Zahid Jamal is his name. Anyone can phone and ask him. And he had a whole team of surgeons around him just watching Hazrat there. The whole courtyard, they say, was filled with people. So he says, 10 minutes time. It was as if everything was just finding the right place. In 10 minutes time, everything was over. He says, I have never seen anything like this in my life. So Allah Ta'ala sometimes sends them to the hospitals for the hidayat of doctors. We don't know why is that sickness of such great mashayikh, or what? Why doesn't Allah Ta'ala keep them in good health all the time? They are going to the hospital is hidayat for how many people? Hidayat for doctors, hidayat sometimes for the nurses, hidayat for the other patients. In Allah Ta'ala sends them for those reasons. How many after that started coming to the Khanqa just to pay him a visit? Who were there present when that pacemaker was being fitted? Allah Ta'ala sent Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to the jail for the hidayat of the people in the jail there. Hazrat Ata'ullah Shah Bukhari Ramatullah alayhi, Hazrat Shaykh ul Hind Ramatullah alayhi, Hazrat Maulana Madani Ramatullah alayhi, so many other great, great ulama, how many years they spent in jail. So is jail an appropriate place for them? But the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is so precious that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sometimes sends his great walis for the hidayat of people into those jails also. Then never mind those bandas of mine have gone astray. Many of them have repented sincerely and now they need somebody there for direction and guidance. So Allah Ta'ala sends them there. Some people in the home, he keeps them sick and makes people come there. Some people he keeps fit and healthy so that they may travel around and go to different towns and different countries and go and eat in different places and become a hidayat for those people with whom they eat and drink and visit. That is the deen of Allah Tabaraka. So that was the purpose. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat was very, very happy and pleased. He is progressing, although he is very, very weak. So I request you, as he has asked me to request, that all should make dua. Allah Ta'ala must keep the shade of these great, great mashayikh long, long while above our heads. Because the world is full of fitnas, and it is due to the barakat of their zikr and tilawat and ibadat and everything else that they do, that somehow we are protected to a large extent. Otherwise the fitnas are going to erupt. There's going to be an eruption. There's going to be a volcano of fitnas. Volcanoes we keep reading of. Hurricanes. Gale force winds. Tornadoes. Or as they say in America, tornadoes. So all these things are going to happen. What is the protection? So we make shukar to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He directed us. Made us put our hands into the hands of a Shaykh Kamil.
Mujhe sehla ho gayi manzile ke hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye. Mujhe sehla ho gayi manzile ke hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye. Tera haath haath mein aa laga to chiraagh raah ke jal gaye.
All the stations of life became easy for me. Ye sehl ho gayi manzil. Hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye. The storms were coming towards me. But they also changed direction. They changed direction. They went in another direction. Tera haath haath mein aa laga to chiraag raah ke jal gaye. There was darkness in the road that I was walking. But when your hand came into my hand, it's as if the lights switched on and now I was walking in bright light. So that is my personal experience and feeling after having given my hand into his hand. So now can I deny that? Or can you say that, no, I don't believe you? And if you say, no, I don't believe you, what does it cost? If I ask somebody now, how much money do I have in this pocket of mine? Now one person says, 5 rand. Another person says, 1,000 rand. Another person says, could be 1,000,000 too, because Maulana must be paid by the Saudi government. They got oil wells there. So then after that I tell you, I've got 50 rand in my pocket. Now you start arguing. I say, no, it can't be 50. Must be 1,000,000. The other person must be 500, must be 10,000. Now will that argument be of any value? Because it's my pocket. I have put the money in the pocket. I know exactly how much there is there. So your argument will be of any value? When I am telling you that, look, I can swear that there's only 50. You say, no, we don't believe you. So I can swear and say, these are the benefits that I have achieved. The heart has lit up Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal. Although I'm the weakest link and the most sinful one, but my personal experiences are something that I cannot really describe in words. But I conclude, I don't know why I went in that direction today. I had no intention of speaking on these things. But I just wanted to explain to you that what runs in the hearts of the awliya. Lots of brothers there who know me from the 1960s. They say, we have been listening to your bayans from 68, I returned. And there were different fields in which I worked. Madrasas, makatib, we had 70, 80 madaris, makatib that time. And then in the madrasa, then in the jamiyat for many, many years. Then we started a girls madrasa. Went into different fields. Went out for many, many times in the jamaat, up and down. Took out students jamaat. Gave bayans in different parts of the country. And in fact, with Allah Ta'ala's fazal, the first 3 people to go throughout the country was Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali, his father-in-law, and myself. I was a youngster of about 15 years that time. Allah Ta'ala's fazal. So I went into the different fields. So they want to know, where did this whole thing kick off? I said, well, like that, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's fazal, we had the opportunity of studying in Darul Uloom and meeting different mashayikh. And then when Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatum came to the country, then something said that this is the person that I was waiting for. But thereafter, still, it takes time. So at the Rauza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is the first time that I'm mentioning it in such a big audience here. But we don't know, our days may be numbered. Allah Ta'ala only knows. So therefore we have to say certain things. We're living on bonus life now. Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatum, after the Taraweeh Salat, he was preparing to rest. After Taraweeh Salat, came back to the hotel. He had his supper, and then he was preparing to rest. It was, a number of brothers were there, so he had a small majlis. It was about 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning. He said, right, everybody now go to your hotels, I'm going to have a rest. So everyone went away. Just 4 or 5 of us were still there. Mir Saab himself and another 2 of his khuddam. As he put his head down on the pillow like this, within seconds he got up again. And he said, Mir Saab, chalo. He said, where must we come? Have a rest now. He says, chalo mere saab. Agar aapko chalna ho to chalo. If you want to come, you come. So he said, where? He said, to the Haram Sharif. So everyone was gone. It was 5 of us. They asked me, are you coming? I said, definitely. They made wuzu and accompanied him. When we entered the Haram Sharif on the 23rd night, those people who have been there on the 23rd night, does that Haram Sharif stay empty? 23rd night, 1 o'clock in the morning, that place is chock-a-block still. Now I'm in the masjid. I say these things so that we may listen with our sinuses unclogged. Otherwise we have a lot of doubts. When we entered the Haram Sharif, there were about 12 people from Surah Wadduha. The person was coming downwards in Taraweeh, Nafil Taraweeh or Nafil Namaz. He was completing his Quran Sharif. And there were about 12, 13 people behind him. So we went there and straight away Hazrat joined the Jamaat. Up till now, I don't know who those 12 people were. When I asked Mir Sahab also, he doesn't know who they were. But we joined the Jamaat. The person completed Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, Alif Lam Mim, the first ruku part of it, till Muflihun. And when he made salam like this, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, when he finished on the left hand side. We were on that side, and straight away he told Hazrat, aap dua kar dijiye. So Hazrat made the dua. Rest of the masjid, we are looking everywhere, two people here, three people there, all empty. Then we went to the Riyazul Jannah. Believe me, just five people there, we are making salats. Nobody there, besides us five. Then we went to the Rosa Mubarak. Hazrat stood there. These were his fit and healthy days. He must be at that time about 78, 79. Hazrat stood there. Tears rolling down his cheeks as he softly said, I stood directly next to him. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah. And then, it was quiet. Tears were rolling. For a long while he stood. At that time, some thought came into my mind that Hazrat is in some different state. So I caught his hands right next to him. Ha. Tera haath haath mein aa laga to chiraag raah ke jal gaye. That current that started flowing, how can you describe in words? Where that holding of his hand took me that time. After some time, then we came outside. I asked him for forgiveness. Hazrat, in that state, I caught your hand. It was be'adbi. His words were, Maulvi Yunus Sahab, aaj raat tumhare liye maang liya. Which ihsan of Allah Ta'ala are we going to make shukr of? May Allah Ta'ala bless my Hazrat and all mashayikh. We must make dua for all of them. That is again the balance of our Hazrat. He doesn't say, come to me and become bayat upon my hands. He says, you must go and become bayat upon the hands of a shaykh with whom your blood group meets. He even says that. There's no tashkil also, that you must come bayat to my shaykh. And I personally also believe very, very strongly in that. I don't believe that you must force people, bring, come bayat to my shaykh. I think that person has got munasabat with some other shaykh, let him go there. As long as he gets connected with Allah Ta'ala, is this some kind of factory that we... Or is it some kind of army that we want more and more recruits? So there's no tashkil also. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat. Jo mili kisi ko akhtar. Usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. May Allah Ta'ala bless them all with long life, with good health, because they are going one by one, they are going in this few years, the whole Karachi, right up to Peshawar, Quetta, everywhere, the places were filled with those Ahlullah, they're all gone. And those few remaining too, we don't know when they're going to go. So we make a lot of dua for his sehat, and you all make dua for me too. Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq to do the khidmat of deen with ikhlas. If there's no ikhlas, there's nothing. Honestly, I had absolutely no intention of going in this direction. But I truly believe that wherever I sit here, after that Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom, whatever is in my mind, sometime I forget that totally and it goes in a different direction. For some reason. May Allah Ta'ala give me ikhlas and protect me also from ujub and kibar and riya. Because today around the world is show business, nothing but show business. So I conclude again on that same starting point, that do we have the himmat to say that we are role models, follow me. Because they have to follow us, those children will end up in the drug dens, they'll end up in cinemas, in television, in movies and everything else. So these mashayikh, they can say we are role models. We'll find the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in their lives. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalalu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah 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 Allah
Allah, 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 Allah.
دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل, درد دل ہو, درد دل ہو, درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر. اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ اللہ گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں ہاؤ لانگ ایم آئی گوئنگ ٹو واک دا پاتھ آف سنس When am I going to turn around? When am I going to distance myself from those deeds and actions which cause your anger and displeasure? Death is sure to come. And no one knows when it is going to come. The time for sincere tawbah is now, not tomorrow. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں With every beat of my heart my beloved Allah I hear your Mubarak name.
سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most tolerant Allah, most compassionate, most generous, most kind, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, Allah. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, La tu'akhizna in nasina aw akhta'na. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. My beloved Allah, your ni'mats upon us reign 24 hours of the day. How much of ni'mats you have blessed us with. You have blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with our hands and our feet, with our heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, bladders, all functioning. My beloved Allah, you have given us the greatest gift of Iman. The greatest gift, my beloved Allah, you have blessed us with is Iman and Islam. We have shown no appreciation. Day and night, my beloved Allah, we use your ni'mats and your bounties for your disobedience. So much of our sight for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, if there was no sight, we would have been not able to see the faces of our wives, our children, our parents. We would not have been able to drive on the streets. We would not have been able, my beloved Allah, to read the books. What a great ni'mat you blessed us with. We use it for so much of your disobedience. How much of TV viewing. How much of haram sites on the internet. How much of filthy pictures we watch with the same eyes. How many of those faces which are not permissible for us to see we watch on the streets and on the beach fronts. My beloved Allah, don't snatch away your ni'mats because of our sins. My beloved Allah, we are acknowledging every weakness of ours.